First case number 9962, Gene Kelly, Wester Road 283A, Ward Road, south of Private Road, Misty Lane. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirements. Mr. Chairman, the board has been given the minutes from October 15th, 2007, and also Mr. Kelly's attorney. And you have other documentation there from the card index that you can refer to, and copies of the building permit applications.
Okay.
And an aerial, if, did you send that with him? Aerial? Okay, fine. And also, Mr. Chairman, we have two Sussex County employees here that have been subpoenaed. Mrs. Susan Isaacs, Chief Zoning Inspector for Sussex County, and Mr. Van Milligan, Chief Building Inspector for Sussex County, at your disposal, sir.
Okay, thank you. That means we have the two people that we subpoenaed. We should have those come up first.
I would suggest, since we get those folks here, let them go ahead and make their presentations. And I know Mr. Spence had also asked that Ms. Isaacs be subpoenaed, so he may have some questions of her as well.
Okay, very well. Okay, Mrs.
Susan.
And then Mr. Logan.
You will also need to be sworn in. And state your full name for the record, please.
Susan Isaacs.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Could you explain to the board of how we got here, or how we got to this point?
Well, it started with complaints first.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know the exact dates, but it started like the beginning of August, middle of August.
All right.
So I went to the site, Mr. Kelly's site, and he was there. He came up when I was there and explained to him why I was there, that I had received complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked through the property and discussed why I was there.
Okay. And you advised him that he'd have to come in and get a permit?
I explained to him there was a complaint that he was building.
Okay.
The complaints were that he might not have the right permits for what he was doing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. He did obtain permits for the construction he was doing. But however, it was a non-conforming structure, and he put a two-story addition on it.
Okay.
That's, you know, a problem with the...
That immediately made it a what? And immediately, when he put that second-floor addition, made it a what? Was that non-conforming anymore?
No.
It wasn't.
Well, you're encroaching into space is how it's explained through the department.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
Not non-conforming.
Not right.
When you went out there, what phase of construction was he at?
It was all up.
So it was all shelled?
Mm-hmm.
But not complete?
Not totally finished now.
Okay. Windows in?
Mm-hmm.
Windows in,
yes.
Siding on? But not the interior?
Not that I didn't go in, so I'm not aware of that. I'm sure it wasn't, though.
Okay. And you explained to him that he was in violation of the setback?
I explained to him, as long as he stayed in the same footprint,
mm-hmm.
that it would remain nonconforming and you would be okay with the same setbacks as it was. But I did tell him I needed to go to the office to research a little further, and I wanted to make sure it was a one-story dwelling. And when I went back, it was. So, you know, it didn't, it was, not non-conforming anymore.
Right.
He had to apply for the second story addition.
And you explained that to him?
Yes, when I had called him on the phone.
Okay. Which was within a day or so?
It was a few days.
Okay.
A few days later.
Okay. And did you visit again?
No.
Okay.
I did not. Mm-mm.
Was there any discussion about leaving an existing wall up or part of an existing wall?
There was. I had complaints again that the wall fell, but it's a he said, she said. He told me the wall remained there at the time. And I did go back to building code and explain some concerns to Greg Hill that they might want to go out there and visit, because I'm just receiving many complaints that what he had told building code was not what was going on there. But that's not my department, so.
Did you act on or investigate some of the other complaints that you were receiving? And when you say you were getting complaints, these are from community?
Neighbors.
Okay.
Neighbors.
Did you look into those complaints to find out whether or not they had any merit to them?
Like, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, why don't you tell us what the complaints were and then tell us whether or not the property was actually in violation?
Well, that a few complaints were that he was encroaching onto the other neighbor's property, which that was not the case. And that he was doing more work than what the permits were stating. But in my opinion, he got the permits that were needed. It was just the second story on a non-conforming structure was the problem with our department.
Have you had an opportunity to look at the minutes from the last
meeting? Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you, without having to go through each and every one, did you have any comments about anything that was in there to this point?
I have a few things. Let me just read this for a minute, please. I do want to comment that it was stated that he was told by the Planning and Zoning Office that that one wall was left up during construction, that the home would remain nonconforming, and that he would continue with construction, and that he received a call from Planning and Zoning 2 weeks later and was told that that he would need a variance for a second-story addition. Well, that was true. I'm just trying to see here everything.
That's the one you addressed already, right?
Yes.
Because when you go up, you need a variance.
Yes. I'm just, I'm trying to just recall everything. Well, when I went there, he did say that a wall was did stay from the existing structure. But then I did receive a call a few weeks later stating that he was just made aware of that the wall did fall. And I said, well, then the whole application that you applied for first was voided. You have to start fresh. I need a new survey. And that's what he did.
And complied with that?
I complied with that.
So from all the complaints that you received, then the only one that, if I'm correct, the only one that had merit was because he needed to a variance because he was going up.
Yes.
Adding a second floor, and he complied mm-hmm. with your directive to get a new application.
Yes. And then when he called to tell me the wall did fall, then I told him he has to start all over.
Did at any time, Ms. Isaacs, did you tell him to stop building, that there was some question?
I suggested it, but I cannot make him stop.
Because there was some question about...
Mm-hmm. I suggested it, but you cannot make him
right.
stop, so.
And did you get any other complaints that he continued on building?
I did receive complaints from neighbors that he was still... They just didn't understand why he was still able to keep doing construction when he was in violation.
I got you.
But I explained to them that he applied for the Board of Adjustment hearing, and... I cannot
nothing.
Make them stop. It's at their own, it's their risk they take.
Jeff, I cut you off a couple of minutes ago. I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
No, I was finished.
Okay.
I'm sure the board's aware that in the conditional use and also when they apply for the Board of Adjustment that the inspectors are powerless
mm-hmm.
from that point on to do anything. And that's done by county council has said that once they've applied that there is no other violations or anything we can do. They can keep on going until they meet the board.
And you suggested that he stopped and explained to him that it may or may not be approved. Is that correct?
Yes. I told him that the board members make the decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, there any other?
So as I mentioned, Mr. Spence had requested the
sure.
subpoena, so I think it would be appropriate to allow him to ask some questions of
sure.
Ms. Isaacs, if that was your intention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Or to clarify, however you want to
Thank you. First of all, hi, I'm Steve Spence. My primary purpose at the time was to make sure that there wasn't any conflict because Ms. Isaacs had not been at the previous hearing, and it was clear to me that the board wanted her here, so I asked for the subpoena as a belt suspenders response, but I do have two or three questions, if I may.
Sure. Sure.
You can direct them to the board.
I'd be happy to do that as well, however you like me to proceed.
That's the procedure, yes.
But my only question was, or my source of questions was, I think that my client filed an original application for a variance that had to be, and I think she just confirmed that he had to start over. But when I went to the file, the planning and zoning file, I couldn't find the original application. I suspect because it had been thrown out. I was just trying to confirm if Ms. Isaacs had any memory of it when that first application was filed, as it is relevant to some of these periods that he was attempting to proceed with.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find any evidence of it in the file one way or the other. Thought she might recall. And then as a follow-up to that, if she had any recollection of the time frame between the first application and when she advised him that he had to start all over, and how quickly he reacted to that when he filed this application is now pending. Those are my two questions.
Is it here?
Okay, the first time he came in was August 14th to apply for the first Board of Adjustment hearing, and that was to construct a second floor on a non-conforming structure.
But that was after you had advised him that he needed one because he was increasing the height of the
He block. Was encroaching into airspace, yes. That was the first. And then I think it was September 4th. He brought in a survey stating the setbacks from the property lines. That was the second application.
And what was the date that you told him that he needed a whole new application?
That it was sometime the beginning of August. I cannot remember the exact date.
Or
this all
September.
The first application?
No. When the wall fell and when you said, okay, now it's a new ball game, now you got to get a new whole new
application. Yeah, it was a few days before the 4th.
Okay.
A week or maybe. It was not too far.
Before Labor Day. Before Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I may, yeah. One follow. So, just so I have this correct,
you may want to move up the podium.
Oh, I'm sorry. The original application, again, I'm just asking a witness to be able to confirm this, was filed for the purpose of asking for permission to build a second story over an existing non-conforming structure, and that sometime after that, the wall fell, and then you had to start over completely because you have a completely new structure that you can't use the non-conforming status anymore. And again, I'm trying to get the witness to confirm that's
correct.
Your understanding.
Correct. But he did ask for variances that were needed on the survey that we saw, was like sheds and stuff like that.
Right.
He went ahead and asked for that also.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is that it?
Any further questions?
Anyone else have any questions of her? If not, we'll let her get home.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Milligan, maybe you can come on up. If you have anything to add. Full name for the record, please.
I am Wilson Milligan.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay.
building codes involvement in this was after we had a complaint that they were building a structure down there, other than remodeling, which are you all aware of the first permit.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Hill contacted Mr. Kelly and they talked, explained to him what was going on. He claimed he was doing all right, what he had the permit for. Then next thing, we got a phone call from a neighbor that they were driving piling down at this residence. And of course, if he was going by this permit, there shouldn't have been any piling being driven because this is a remodeling permit. Mm-hmm. Building code only gets involved when they add on or when they build new.
Mm-hmm.
So right after lunch that day, he and I rode down there. Mr. Kelly was also there. He walked across the yard and met us. And what we found was a new structure. The piling had already been driven, was in the ground, floor joist was on, the two stories was erected. I believe at that point they were running electricity, maybe some plumbing. So, and had a garage added onto it. So we, of course, asked Mr. Kelly, like I asked all of them, you know, what's going on? You don't have a permit for this. You got a permit for remodeling and all this. You built two stories. And he explained what he was doing. And when Mr. Hill had called him, he said, no, they wouldn't drive in piling. What he said to us at that day when we got there was that he didn't realize that they had drove piling down there and it framed up a house on it. So I said, well, let's do a walkthrough. Let's walk around here since we're building code. We'll see what's going on, what we have to do to get this thing straight. So we walked around the property, around the house, and I'm not planning zoning, but I also know you're supposed to leave a wall, and all that was already been told to us. So I asked him where this wall was. He pointed to it, and I said, no, I mean, the wall is supposed to be retaining there. He pointed again, and I said, well, that's a new construction wall. That's not the original wall. That's all new. He said, well, the other wall fell down. And I explained to him at that point, I didn't hardly understand that because that wall was sitting over top of some piling. The piling would have been drove before you put any walls up. But I let it go at that. I just explained to him, you know, we're not bad guys, but you do have to get a set of plans into us of what you're building here. We need a piling plan layout. Has to be engineered. Explained to him everything he needed to do. So the following day or day after, he brought in some more paperwork to Mr. Hill, and I guess that's when the second permit was issued. And we gave the paperwork back to him, explained to him that the piling had to be designed by an engineer and sealed by an engineer. He proceeded and about a week brought the plans in for the piling, like it should have had at the beginning, and also the floor plan, construction plans for new house. I mean, that's basically what it is. That's the way we looked at it. We looked at it as a new house because the garage was new. There was no footer there. It was all driven piling, so there was only one way for us to look at it. At that point, when we got all the permits straightened out, or all the plan review, all the fees had been paid, that's when Mr. Kelly picked up this third permit. At that point in time, when he picked up this permit, he was in compliance with building code. But it was a long road getting there. I did have one other meeting with Mr. Baker, County Administrator, and told him the same thing I told you, and he asked any suggestions. I said, yeah, you asked, should explain to Mr. Kelly they should stop work for no other reason than building code. Because if you continue and you got a building code violation, then you have to tear stuff out. Again, if we advise him, if you proceed, you're proceeding on your own. So I think we made a visit down there about 4 weeks ago, and all work has stopped. He's at the framing stage. Plumbing could be run electric like that, but I mean structurally, he has stopped work on it. That's our involvement in it.
So, Mr. Milligan, you're saying that these three permits, which appear to be remodeling permits, are now considered by your department as a permit for a new house?
Well, this last, the last permit on June 18th, when he paid us our plan review, and that's when he got out and got this last permit.
Okay.
I would assume that the front counter probably took everything in consideration. At the end, you get three permits. You finally got one holding.
Okay.
But he did pay our. We were after getting paid for our review and doing the inspections.
Right.
And that's when the last time he came in, when we approved it, that's when he went out. Evidently, got this last permit. I guess.
Well, there was an additional permit on September the 6th for a second floor deck.
I don't have that permit. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. So you're aware of that?
Well, that was probably an add-on that we picked up that we had a review on.
You were most concerned with the one dated June 18 And that's at that point you had completed the plan review for the pilings and
right.
had sealed engineering drawings at
right.
that point. You're at this point you're satisfied from building code standpoint.
At this time, he is in compliance with building code. Fees have been paid. The inspection process has stopped. Actually, First State does the inspections on it anyway. But
they've done a rough-in inspection.
No, there's been no inspections on the house at all.
Okay.
The thing is that there's no need at this point when you do a house on piling. Your footer inspection is your piling certification. So all the piling has been drove, and he might not have it in writing a foundation approval, but that the piling is the approval. Because I'd have to go look at the file, but I think he gave us blow counts. If not, that's what we would count as a footer inspection.
Is the concern of it being in or not in a flood area or not, is that your department's
not our department.
Okay, so that would
that's planning zone.
Because I do see on the permit that according to the customer, it is out of a flood area. But I'll ask later to make sure.
No, that we are just building building inspectors, gotcha. Building code.
So originally this house was on a foundation. Is that correct?
I never seen the old house. I would assume that's what it was, because. That's what I was told, but when we got there, that had been deleted.
And is it possible to put pilings in without removing the foundation?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge. That is the foundation.
I guess I should say on the same footprint.
But no.
At any time, Mr. Milligan, did Mr. Hill ask him to stop the construction?
Greg asked him to quit construction too, till we get a proper review done.
I got you.
And we want to do that because structural problems.
Right.
It's easier to correct them than it is later on.
Right.
Now we didn't issue you explained to them how council feels that they should be able to go on, but we do make suggestions and also suggested that to Mr. Baker, that should stop.
So Mr. Baker got involved too at this point then?
Okay, yes. He called me down there and asked me what I knew about Gene Kelly and the house he was building. Okay. And I explained to him the same thing I've told you, gentlemen.
Were you in coordination with the chief zoning inspector?
We worked together, yeah.
And when you told him to stop, you had told him to stop at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, I'd like to suggest very strongly.
You're right. Right. So he was told by both departments at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Advised.
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 Mr. Milligan, what was the old wall? Where was it located at? You know, is it in the front on the pilings or in the back? Or
I'd have to get closer to that picture to tell you if you have one.
Here's the original structure.
The wall would be, as you walk through this garage, up a set of steps, to your right would be that wall. The one I was, now listen, that's a wall. I was pointing out today I went down there.
Now, I guess we're talking about the same wall, but they brought up the wall, and that was, when I asked him, because I knew enough of plans, and you're supposed to have a wall here,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't one.
And that the wall was on pilings?
Right. It couldn't be.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Any further questions? Hearing no further questions?
We'll see if Mr. Spence has anything.
Again, I'll direct my questions. I confess that I'm very confused, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I see in the file, and I'm going to ask the witness to help us with this.
You just need to get a little bit closer to the mic.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So we can get it on tape.
The first permit that I have that I was given by my client is number 260645. It says it was issued on June 15th, 07. And that is a what we called in this hearing a what I'll call a renovations permit. Mm-hmm. The next permit that I have dated has multiple dates on it, but the date at the bottom right-hand corner of permit 260708 is June 18th, 3 days later, and I can tell you that a weekend was in between those two. And I thought that this particular permit, when it was issued, was after a plan review of the very plans which are the subject of this house.
I think that's what Mr. Milligan had just confirmed, that the June 18 permit, which ends with 08, was one that was done after the plan inspection had been completed.
This one was for a deck on the second floor, $2,500.
No, you're looking at...
No, I'm telling him. That's what that... This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, this.
Well, that's why I'm very confused, because I'm looking at a different one than he is, and I'm very confused at this point.
You're looking at one 26645 on the 15th.
Correct.
For renovations.
Which there's no dispute about.
Right.
But then the following Monday, I have another permit, 260708.
Right.
June 18th, the very following Monday, for a substantial reconstruction of this property. And I think that the plan review was done then, not in August or some later date. It was done before construction started. But I can't tell if the witness would have to tell you that.
No, sir. No. That house was on piling, framed up, and we had never done a plan review, nor seen a set of plans, nor seen anything. When I went to the job site that day, the house was erected, framed up, on pile. Then Mr. Kelly was told he should come to the office and submit us paperwork. Our building code department is not tied in. We can do a plan review. They can issue a permit by mistake, say. We can do a plan review and still reflect back on that permit. We're not the permit department. We're the building code department.
So that's
okay. I guess we're trying to figure out when you did the plan review.
I would have to go to my office and pull that file. But
was it after June 18th?
It must have been after June 18th. We got the complaint. I don't know. Was the original complaint was it August that we went down?
So you're saying a permit was issued on the 18th, and then you did the plan review? Is that correct?
That's very possible.
Okay,
but you know the permits again separate from building code.
Okay.
Okay. We went down there, and there was no permit besides remodeling, and it was not a remodeling job on the site. It was a new house built on piling that had been driven.
The whole issue here is that, to make it simple, is this coffee cup was constructed without this, without saying, okay, we'll have a...
Well, Bud, we need the specific dates and the papers.
Okay.
So maybe
fine.
It would be helpful if you could run down, Mr. Milligan, and find out when it was.
I can pull the paperwork, find what time we did the plan review, what dates.
I think it just would be helpful to
Well, do you have your receipts? Any receipts that we give you?
Do
you have your plan reviews that we give you?
This is Mr. Kelly, the witness who was sworn at the first hearing. I just want to try to get to
So do we.
You're already under oath. I guess we're just trying to get a timeline is what this amounts to.
Greg Hill did an initial plan review. I don't know if you're aware or not, Van, for the second floor initially. And what happened was after the first floor was reconstructed because there was no foundation under the existing house. Let that be known, because I would have never drove piles if it didn't have to be done. And what happened was the contractor went ahead and drove the piles without my knowledge. That's where all the confusion came about.
Make this real simple. What's your recollection of the date that you received a permit to do pilings? When
that's what we want.
Building code did a plan review.
That was later. The later date.
The later date being what?
What being later date?
That was the date after Van and Greg visited the site. So it would be the last rebuilding first floor, 8/27/07. That's when the complete review was done.
8/27, so August 27, is that what you said?
Yes, 8/27/07. The deck for the second floor, the only reason that I went back and got a permit for that was because the next day I went to Greg Hill in building code and said, Greg, here's my permits. Am I good to go? Is there anything else I need? And he looked through and he said, well, the deck wasn't on there. We have to go back to the permit. So I went back to the permit desk with Greg and we got this other one issued, which was probably the following day.
Mr. Milligan, does that then sound right from your recollection?
That sounds right. That sounds right.
It makes more sense.
It makes more sense. But again, you have to understand that when we got there, the house was up.
Right.
There was no permit.
I'm not.
No, wait a minute, Gene. I think. Let me answer.
Yeah, sure. Let's,
yeah, let him answer
you
first.
You need the two of them to be up at the same time.
No. So what you did, let him answer then.
The original time Mr. Kelly came in, it wasn't made reference that he was building a new house on Pilot.
We understand.
Okay? So Greg would have said, oh, yeah, that's all you have to do. The only thing we can agree on is what is given to us and told to us. You can come to us and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to put all new windows in my house. And we say to you, well, you know, you don't need building code. Go ahead and do it. And you go out front and get that, and you build a house. That's what, you know, we don't know that. We get complaints. Mm-hmm. Or concerns. People say, how come he's building this house? Let me pull a permit. That's when we got into it. These dates on the permits, I can't,
right,
you know.
We understand.
I can go pull the file and try to get the best I can.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. If you remember it being in late August like that, it makes a lot more sense from what we've heard thus far.
So,
I don't think we're on the same page yet. I apologize. I don't mean to be obstreperous at all. I think there were two plan reviews. There was a plan review to build a second story on an existing one-story house. And then there had to be a full plan review for a new structure because of what actually happened historically where they found there were no foundation underneath the structure. Well, so I think there were two plan reviews, and all I was saying is that I thought the file might help us determine that.
I'd be more than happy to go look at my files.
I actually think there were two plan reviews. That's
bring them back.
I said.
Sure.
I think there was one for the second
revision
and a second one when all these other problems cropped up.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Mr. Kelly a question.
Sure.
Is this a picture of your
the That's
original,
the original
structure?
That's the original structure.
And you say it's not on a foundation?
Not on a foundation.
What's the blocks underneath the house?
There's no exist under that under those blocks. There's sand.
Blocks were laid on sand.
Yes.
We had that discussion briefly the last hearing that when they dug down, okay. Check on it.
There was okay.
So and there was no footer then.
There was no footer.
Footer. Right. That's it. But there is a foundation.
There is a foundation.
Yes.
There's no
there's blocks, but there's no footers under the blocks.
Okay. But there is a foundation holding the house up, though.
Yes.
Rather being sand or.
And I'd like to make a comment. Building code, Van is correct. Building code only can review what I bring to them, and they did review the initial second story renovation. That's all they had reviewed. They did then when they came out to the house, that's why Van was so surprised and Greg, and they said, whoa, what's going on here? This is a whole new structure. So just so Van was here for me to say that, that's true. Van is correct in his statement.
That's right. We didn't dispute, we just knew there were two plan reviews.
The whole problem arose by it was my fault that I didn't go to planning and zoning initially to find out if I needed to get a variance for this project. And I proceeded to go to building code, unbeknownst to me, that I had to go to planning and zoning first. So that's why Susan became involved. And Susan told me the one wall had to remain. And that's the whole reason that planning and zoning got involved initially. And I found out that I needed the variance for the second story, and then after the first, the wall fell down in the first floor, I came back and I revisited, and I wasn't on the job every day. That was the whole problem with
that. Why did you not make the county aware that you were going to be driving pilings?
Because the decision was not made by me to drive the piles. The contractor
just came out on
the contractor,
put
yes,
to the ground.
That's correct.
So at what point was that? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Were the pilings driven before the existing wall fell or after the
before.
Existing wall fell? The pilings were driven
yes,
before?
Yes, what Van said was incorrect in what wall remained standing also. The wall that remained standing was on the rear of the house. I believe he said it was on the side.
Did you have to take the wall down to put
no.
the pilings on?
No.
What held the wall up? Why are you putting the pilings down underneath of it?
The rear of the house, the whole, Van will testify to this, the whole, there's a room off the rear of the house that is still the same as it was. The walls were all removed, but the subfloor is all still existing, and there is CMUs, there's block underneath that rear room. That wall that was in between that room and the rest of the house was the wall that was going to remain.
And it's under no foundation.
That is under no any found is not under any foundation, correct?
So which
supporting that wall?
What support? Yeah.
It's sitting on sand. What say that again? What's supporting what wall?
The wall that was supposed to remain.
The one that was supposed to remain.
It was sitting on the, there was a floor underneath that, the rear floor.
Earlier you said that there's a foundation that's setting in the sand and there is no footers. Is that right?
That's correct.
But in your last week's the other testimony you had, you said when they were doing the demolition of the existing roof structures and the footers were being dug out, it was discovered there was no foundation. So did you have footers or no footers?
No footers on the house. If you look at the picture, you see a carport on the side. There was a spread footer poured in that area. Upon the excavation to pour that spread footer, they dug down next to the house. That's when they realized that there was no footers under the existing house.
But here it says it was, that they were being dug out. You said that right here.
What was being dug out?
Let's see. Okay, that when they, let's see. Let me start at the beginning of it then.
That's weird.
You went to get a 5-foot side yard setback for a shed that he started with an idea to place a second story on a non-conforming structure. That building code approved his plans for the second story addition, that he obtained a building permit, that upon starting the work and then demo of the existing roof structures and the footers being dug out. So you said, well, I go, there was no footers, but here it said that they dug footers out. So where do we get
the
footers?
The footers being dug out. For the carport area. The permit was for a second story addition and for the area with the carport to be enclosed and to build on top of that. That was what that addition, that initial permit was for.
Chairman, I think the language was being used that the hole was being dug to pour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They weren't looking for one. They were digging with a poor one.
Yeah, and it was next to the house, existing house.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's confusing. That helped.
With the existing subfloor and joist and what have you in place, how did a contractor put footings or put the pilings in underneath of it?
Did he move
the structure and put the pilings in?
No.
So how did he put pilings in, drive pilings in under a existing floor?
The whole rear of the rear room on the house was never, the walls were taken down, but the subfloor that is still remains is the same subfloor.
So the
everything in front of that room was basically rebuilt.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do we want to go back? Is Mr. Milligan back there?
Yeah,
oh, you want to back. Yeah, I want to just clarify that, Mr. Milligan, if you've
Please.
Got anything.
Okay. On the date of June the 18th, Kelly came in, submitted plans, 1,200 square foot addition, second floor addition, bathroom, 450 square foot attached garage, 300 square feet first floor family room. That plan review was done that day, June the 18th, and that would reflect permit number 260708. Okay. Came back in August 27th?
Mm-hmm.
No, that could be. August 27th. Additional 750 square feet on the first floor
to add on to permit 260708, a 300 square foot second floor deck. That plan review was done, and Mr. Kelly was sent out front, and he would have picked up permit number 262867. At that point in time, as of that date of that permit, the building code department was, we had everything we needed.
Okay.
At that time, he had brought in the certification on the piling. So we were happy at that point. That included everything on the house.
So on June 18th, he came in and said, I'm gonna put a second story on the single story structure, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is the procedure of your department in planning and zoning? How does the customer realize that by doing that they have to meet setback requirements?
Don't take this as a smart answer. I don't mean it to be.
I understand.
But I'm going to tell you a fact. When you get a permit to do interior renovations, new drywall, new carpet, new fixtures, new siding, and you drive piling and build a new house, you know before you do that you needed a permit.
Okay. But there have been incidents where people come in, they put a second floor on a single-story structure, and the non-conforming structure.
Right.
Now, because they're adding a second floor, has to have a variance.
A height variance, I guess. I'm not planning and zoning. I'm building code.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to find out here
is you're trying to find out when it happened.
When does the customer realize that I need a variance because planning and zoning says,
well,
you have to have a variance if you take a non-conforming structure that is built into a setback and put a second story on it.
Well, still he needs. What he needed to do was get a permit, and when he got the permit. If he'd have done it right, okay, the first time, he got the permit after the plan review, got the permit. Then he said, okay, gee whiz, I'm not going to meet these setbacks. That's when he says, the inspector comes out and says, okay, you know, you're not meeting the setbacks, so you're going to need a variance. In this case, it didn't happen that way. What happened was the neighbors complained, sent the inspector out there, and the inspector said, my goodness, you're not going to meet the setbacks.
I'm confused or it's not answering my question. And I'm certainly trying to understand. I have a house, and it's non-conforming, and it sits into a setback.
Okay.
And it's been that way for 40 years. And so now it's a single-story dwelling, and now I want to put a second story on this dwelling. Who tells me that I need a variance, that because it's non-conforming in the setback?
Not building code. It'd be planning and zoning when they go out front to get the permit. It wouldn't be building code.
Okay. So
in other words,
so
we would approve the plans.
So he went to you, had the plans approved, went out, got a permit, and those folks at the desk told him?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Mr. Kelly.
They told me what?
Did they tell you that you needed a variance at
that
point?
No, they did not. They didn't tell me I had to go to planning and zoning either.
Okay.
That was my mistake. I should have known. And what you're proposing to ask is a good question and should probably be addressed in the future to avoid anyone else getting into my situation.
Is this the first time you've done any building down? Rich, is this the first time you've ever done any building down here, added on,
yes,
remodeled?
I just moved to the area. That was part of the problem. My wife and my son were still up in the Wilmington area, so I was commuting down here to work, and I was going home at night, and I lost. I'm not blaming anybody else. I'm not blaming building code. I'm not blaming planning and zoning. It's my fault, but I lost touch with the project, and I wasn't on site every day, and there was confusion. That's the reason all this. That's why I'm here.
Chairman, would you answer his question, Mr.
About the setbacks and the variance.
At the counter, okay? Yeah. Go ahead.
When they come in for a permit, they're given their, even if it's for an interior renovation, they're given their setbacks.
Okay.
And when he came in for the second floor, he was given his setbacks.
Right, I understand that.
The problem is the permit girls don't know
okay.
that he can't meet his setbacks.
That's why they put it on every permit, even for the interior renovations. So if he saw that he couldn't meet the 10 feet, then if he, because most of the time when I would issue a permit and they would say, I can't meet that, we would send them into planning and zoning. So if it would have been brought up that I'm already 2 feet from the property line, they, the first thing they would have said was, you need to go see planning and zoning.
I got you.
So, but without knowing where the house sits on the property, the permit girls can't tell him, you're not going to meet that, you need to go to planning and zoning. It's kind of up to the customer to know how far he's going to be from the property line. And if he can't be that, then he needs to go see planning and zoning.
So the permit for the renovations didn't raise a red flag at the permit desk?
No, because all he was doing was new drywall, which wouldn't encroach the setback, new carpet, fixtures, and siding, which none would have encroached the setbacks they already put on there.
So what about the next permit?
The next permit?
The 18th.
On the 18th. He was given the second floor bedroom and the garage, and he was given his correct setback. So if he would have looked at that and seen that he wasn't going to be 10 feet from the property line, would have mentioned that. They would have sent him straight to planning and zoning.
But somewhere here, we went from a renovation to a new building structure, and the permit people didn't realize that. If I'm understanding this right.
Yeah, because they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't go. They don't know.
Right.
If the house is sitting a foot from the property line or if it's sitting 12 feet from the property line.
So had they been aware of...
Had he or someone had mentioned...
Yeah, at the time of the second permit, they may have said
to
Mr. Kelly that you need to go to planning and zoning and have this reviewed.
Most of the time, if they know that they're not, because they are nonconforming, they'll say, well, I'm only 5 feet, and they send them directly to us.
And I take it in the permit process, a survey is not required?
No.
No. We've tried to get that, John, but...
But?
To the constituents, to the people, it's a lot of money, $600.
It costs an average person $600.
I understand, but tearing down a house is expensive, too.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we're not cutting you off. We're just...
No, I was just saying I didn't have any other questions of Mr. Miller.
Okay.
No.
I was just going to make it clear I was done as well.
Okay.
So that's so after that, Mr. Mills, you found out now that the only reason we found out that he needed a variance was after the complaint or at the final, she would have courted at the final.
Right. I understand.
Okay. So all this process time was going on in between all this...
And we've had these situations before, more specifically when people add second story additions.
Correct.
To non-conforming homes.
Correct. But they normally have a permit at that time, Mr. Mill. They had the permit in their hands, and
well, I understand that. But
say, you
but
know,
the onus
I can't
is but yeah. The onus is on the owner or contractor,
right,
to make sure that you know maybe that should be. Suggested, recommended, but anyway, that's something we can discuss later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We had kind of cut off Mr. Spence the last hearing, so I think we probably ought to reopen the floor, let him finish up his presentation for the evening.
Two things. One, Mr. Kelly, I think, may want to make a few more comments, although I'm not sure with all this that we've just gone through whether he does or not. And between the first and second hearing, Mrs. Kelly's asked if she may also take the floor for a few minutes. Because of party making or the exceptional practical difficulty record that I'm going to try to make briefly. And then I'd like to have 1 or 2 minutes of closing. I know that sounds funny.
That's fine.
Take 1 or 2 minutes, but I think I can do it that way. So if you want to add anything,
go ahead. I have no further comments.
All right, then. For just maybe after you can.
Just hold one last thing. Did any of the board members have any more questions for Mr. Kelly before he...
Okay, I get one question. Do you do any type of construction business, or have you ever done any?
Yes. Not in Sussex County.
But yet,
Newcastle County.
So you do build homes? You build homes?
No, never built a home.
Are you familiar with any permits at all?
Yes.
Are you familiar, though, in Newcastle County, though, if you build anything, you have to get a permit?
Yes, but I know in Newcastle County, You're required to meet with planning and zoning.
Yeah,
you're required to meet with building code. You have to follow all those steps.
Right, but my question was, if you build homes in Newcastle County and you know that you'd have to get a permit.
I've never built a home, sorry.
All right, any type of building then, okay. Have you done any type of work where you had to get a permit?
Yes.
Okay.
A deck.
So if you had to get one in Newcastle, why would you think you wouldn't need one in Sussex?
I did get a permit, sir. I didn't go to planning and zoning.
Then why wouldn't you come here to do that first? That's just my question.
Because I was familiar with Newcastle County, and like I said, there's about a 3 or 4 step process where you have to go through, and one of the steps is planning and zoning. So I wasn't.
Right.
I was under the impression that if I put a second story on a non-conforming structure,
right,
that I would not be required to make sure that I was within those setbacks. And what I was informed is that just recently, 5 to 6 years, that this rule has changed. So it isn't known knowledge.
Okay.
So what you're saying is Newcastle County, not only are you required to go before building code for the permit, but you're also required to go before planning and zoning.
Yes.
For their approval, and not in Sussex County.
Not in Sussex County.
Thank you.
But my question was then, so you answered that you are familiar with permits.
I had to get a permit before,
okay.
Yes.
So it isn't new to you then, this isn't at all, this type of situation?
In Sussex County it is, yes.
Okay.
Which is different than Newcastle County.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Full name and address for the record, please.
Renee Kelly, 329-44 Misty Lane, Lois 19958.
And this is testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and the...
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to have a few comments as far as...
Just take your time.
Trying not to get emotional here, but it's been difficult since we moved down here in August. Myself and my son moved down, and we haven't had a place to call our own. We have about 3/4 of our belongings in storage. We don't even have the everyday things that you need. Our extra checkbooks, our Christmas decorations, our files, that kind of thing. I understand that you're very interested in the facts and, you know, exactly what happened. I would be too if I were you. But I wanted to give you all the hardships for us. our first Christmas for my son is going to be in a rental house. It's not ours. It costs $1,000 a month, plus utilities, plus the storage costs. Financially, it's been difficult for us. We have my son's first birthday coming up. We're not going to be settled for that either. We're expecting again in June. We're probably not going to be settled for that either. I just ask that you take that into consideration. I don't imagine that anyone has any questions.
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to let him talk now, or do you want to do the fours and against?
Yeah, you said it in four.
And then he can do that as kind of rebuttal or something.
Rebuttal.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll let you go. Yeah.
Very briefly, again, I'll try to keep it very short. I think there is one letter in the Planning and Zoning's file of support for this application by a neighbor. They were present for the last hearing, and I think they were given the opportunity to wave their hand that they were here in support. Just want to remind the members, they live a couple doors down in the same private road area on the back of the lake. I'd be kidding you if I told you that this was an easy decision given the nature of what happened, but I think it does expose an unusual problem that we have with construction projects in Sussex County, particularly when you're trying to renovate on an existing parcel, that a site plan isn't required. It seems odd, but it doesn't appear that a site plan was required of anyone That is what creates problems. Now, I'm not sure that that you want to see anybody do what happened here, but once he did figure out that that the original spirit of what he was trying to do, which is put a second story on this structure, wasn't going to work because of the problems with the structure, and he tried to follow instructions whenever he was given them. I'm sure there was some frustration on his part that he was halfway through the construction project and he realized that he was going to either have to slow down or stop. But I think by late August it became apparent that this wasn't going well at all. He did stop. It's been several months now. We've gone through September, October, November, and into December now, and this home is still not ready to go anywhere in terms of being able to move into it for some period of time, and maybe not all if we can't obtain the variances. We did go about getting a updated survey, and I wanted to point out that on the easterly side, if you're looking at it from the street on the left-hand side, the variance actually turns out to be pretty minimal. When they actually poured the foundation, built the new structure for the garage and the second story, the variance that we're asking for on that side is actually less than 2 feet at its widest point, if you will, in terms of encroachment, where we thought it was 3 or 4 feet originally. When we had the survey done, the area of encroachment into the setback is greater on the westerly side. Excuse me. I can say, while there's no written evidence in the record, the Kellys have been in contact with those neighbors. The structure on the westerly side is a little used mobile home trailer that I think is only open in the summers. It's a much wider lot. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you to take into account, is the lot itself is a narrow lot compared to all the lots on either side of it. It's a 60, I think, foot at the very front, and actually get narrower as you go toward the water. So I think at the place where the home was structured or was located, it was only about a 53-foot wide lot, creating some narrowness problems in terms of what you can actually put in that space. The other structures that are on the property were there when they bought the property. You have the deck that does not meet the 5-foot setback on the westerly side. You have the shed to the rear of that, which does not meet the full 5-foot. It's close, but it doesn't meet the full 5-foot. And so just wanted to be able to take into account that we're asking for a number of different variances. I think it would be an unfortunate, and hopefully you would see it as a unnecessary hardship and a particular problem to have to tear this house down.
Right.
I don't think it can actually be moved effectively unless you're literally going to turn it 90 degrees, and that doesn't really work given the way that the structures are put together and the way the foundation is in the ground. I know that it is not the everyday variance when someone comes in after the fact and asks for relief from something they've done, but I think that you can see that when he thought he was supposed to take some action, with exception to this one period of time where apparently his contractor got the bright idea to put these pilings in without telling him exactly what he was doing, which I admit this makes no sense, but it's what happened. I think in general he tried to proceed in good faith once he figured out that there was a problem. I think he came in thinking he had this non-conforming structure, he could put a second story on it, and off he would go. And as time went on, probably the one main failing was the failure to recognize that when there was no foundation under the original structure, not foundation, no footers underneath the initial structure, that the bell didn't go off like, ah, now I got to stop and start over again. But he didn't. He understands that. He knows it's his fault. I don't think he's trying to hide anything from you that way. So I'm hopeful that you'll find, particularly at this time of year, that a variance might be appropriate under these circumstances, with warning to the public and maybe suggestion to the county government that perhaps a site plan review is a required element of getting a permit, or should be, because I think this particular problem would have been avoided completely had there been a simple, you know, you got to give us a site plan that shows where the structure is going to be, and then everybody would have known right off the bat that you probably can't do what you want to do. It's a shame that he didn't know that before he even bought the house, but it's another lesson learned. So I'm hopeful that you'll grant the variance. If I have any questions I can answer, I'll be glad to.
Under the new survey,
yes.
So the board's aware of the new survey. They have the old one. This is 10-12-07, is that correct?
Yes, and we did submit those at the last hearing. I don't know if everybody still has them, but this packet was handed out.
Just to make it clear for the record, you need a variance of 5.4 tenths of a foot, okay, for the
Westerly side.
North side. It would be the north side of your house, correct? Take a look at the compass rows there.
I would have said northwesterly, but yes.
Okay.
West being the back of the house.
Yes. Yes, I'm going by the compass rows here. It may not be just right. And you also need in the back a 9.4-foot variance. That's also on the north side. One's for two decks. Okay. And then on the south side, you'll need a 1.9 variance.
The only comment I would make to that is that the setbacks for decks and sheds are 5 feet.
Well, that's fine.
So it's slightly less.
You've got the shed, okay.
Well, it's
five.
The rear shed is actually only 4.3, so we would need a variance for the 0.7 to keep it.
Is it attached?
It's not. No. Well, it's attached by virtue of being connected to the deck.
See where
I guess,
it says 0.6 feet for deck clear?
Yes.
Okay, that's where your 9.4, I'm telling you, you need.
And I was just commenting, you only need 5 feet, so it would be 4.4, okay. That's all.
Right, but we take the biggest one.
We take the biggest.
Oh, whatever, I'm sorry, yeah. Just decks generally are allowed to be in within five. Right. But
we take the biggest
that's
variance
fine.
You need.
Sorry, I was confused.
And once they encroach, then we consider the whole.
Got it.
The whole unit, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize that.
It's okay.
At any rate, we're confident that the 10-12-07 survey is a correct survey done by a licensed surveyor, and that's the datum that we're working with.
I want to make sure the board knows what you need, and we agree.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There are the three variances you need to consider, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you all for your time.
Okay. Then hearing no other opposition and the final testimony, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 9,962 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9,962 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You can stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Case number 9.